Hello, it's Dangerous Dave here. Thank you for tuning in to Kennedy Malloy's podcast. We do Clown of the Week every Friday, and it's lots of fun. It's a chance for you to haul off on someone who you think's a clown, maybe from the world of politics or sport, or maybe someone in your life. Nominate them, let us know, and then come Friday, we do it Clown of the Week. Enjoy.
There are many contenders.
A friend defecated in their bed.
The freaking weird accident.
I've done all of Brush.
David Williams in the chair for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
Probably Pocahontas.
Who will be...
It's Mark Villapusa!
Clown of the Week.
Here we go, people. It's chock-a-block, 133353. If you want to be part of the action, give us a bell.
Jump in.
I'll kick off.
Who
our
do you want to clown?
Eddie Maguire.
Whoa, what do you want to clown Ed for, Mick?
But taking one for the team, for taking a bullet and going to the Pink Flamingo late at night to do some reconnaissance for his work as a Visit Victoria ambassador. Have we got him? This is him on our very own network, Triple M Exploding. So I love this video.
So what I did on Saturday night, we pre-booked
this is like a reconnaissance mission, was it?
It was, yeah, pretty much. So pre-booked the dinner. We were invited then to the
Pink
manager.
Flamingo
was fantastic.
Spin
no, mate, you're a bit obsessed on that.
I'm keen to find out.
Sound like
a
Herald Sun guy. And they said, look, well, the best place we can show you is this place called the Pink Flamingo. And they had people in queues. They had them socially distanced. They had booths and tables set up so that the maitre d' would take you and you'd sit down. They put on entertainment. I'm sick of people worrying about optics and carry on. Go and have a look at it in an intelligent fashion. Come back with reconnaissance. Sit down and see if we can open up the economy in Victoria rather than everybody wetting their pants every 5 minutes and having Jeff running around telling you how to live your life.
What were the optics and the entertainment of that club, Mick? The Pink Flamingo,
From where I was sitting, the optics looked pretty good. It was pretty almost naked women, wasn't it, on stage?
I beg your pardon, it's burlesque. It's a bit like Cirque du Soleil on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, stripping for ugly
chicks. Now.
Who said that?
No.
Who said that?
Anyway, Eddie was standing by, and he was allowed to be there. It's totally legal for him to be there. Yeah. He's currently a Queensland citizen because he's filming Hot Seat.
What was he doing for Visit Victoria?
Well, he is checking out how they run these clubs.
Head of margaritas.
Anyway, he took Joe out for a beer as well, so that's what we want.
Yeah.
You know, to see a dad and his son going out.
Done,
that's
Ed.
All right.
Done it again.
Okay. I'm going to clown. Oh, I'm not going to clown her.
Who?
Bindi Irwin.
I'll do it. You don't like it. You're too squeamish. Bindi Irwin. He's a crack.
I love Bindi. I'm not going to clown her, but you are.
She compared her child to an unborn animal. Give it a
but
run.
A weird one.
Yeah. Take a look.
Have you got it? Yep.
The pair spilling the news over social media saying our beautiful daughter is now about the same size as a hatchling tortoise. Plenty of fans quick to suggest names for the soon-to-be parents. Stevie coming in as a hot favourite.
I can't wait till her daughter's the same size as a two-year-old dugong. Because she'll be doing this forever, won't she? We're always comparing it to the size.
Well, every stage it's going to be happening, of course, so that's fine. Well, talking about babies... I'm going to clown Aussie Richie Porter for his podium finish at the Tour de France. Now, congratulations, that was really good.
Yeah, massive.
Well, his third place came at a little bit of an expense. Let's just say he might have missed the birth of his daughter.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
It's going to be a bit of a reality check that, you know, in 24 hours from now I'll be on nappy duty.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're at a nice safe distance.
You
right
could have
now,
at least
Richie
won.
Yeah, that's right.
And from some of the races I've seen, some of those riders need a bit of nappy duty. Have you seen them just let fly on the way?
Really? Remember
the
guy?
And in
the Tour de France,
Tour de France, especially the Tour de France.
Oh.
Remember the guy crouching roadside? Has the peloton swings past?
What, your number twos?
Number twos, mate.
Oh yeah. That's what happens when they get so.
You know, if you see a wafting motion in the peloton,
that's right.
You know,
all
someone's
right.
laying cable.
I am going to clown the bachelor Lockie McLockie, whatever his name is.
Yeah, sure.
Because not only did he tell two women that he loved them and then picked one, which is a very, very snaky thing to do, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually. Well, I'm not going to. Sorry, I'm not clowning him. I'm clowning. Yeah, I will clown him. Sorry, I'm all over the place, but because I'm laughing about what's going to happen
air,
next.
Jane.
Yeah,
you're on
I know.
Air.
I know.
What do you want to do?
I want to clown Izzy's mum, Christina, when he went to one of the home visits. one of the mothers was chatting to him about him being a potential son-in-law and having babies, and this is what she said.
This is probably a little tiny bit out there, but I've always said to Isabella, like, if she doesn't really find a man and she feels like a baby, is there any chance, as a consolation prize, just a little bit of sperm to, you know...
What?
We can. I mean, if we can get a little lucky out there,
yeah,
I'll freeze it for you.
What?
Is that a bit forward?
I think so.
I think
what the hell?
Why they should that should not have even gone to air, in my opinion.
Well, as you can say the thing for the whole show, but
Sorry, that's what I wanted to do. I clowned him for saying I love you, but I clowned the contestant's mum, Christina, for being so appalling. That's an appalling suggestion.
Terrible. Look, my daughter's a bit of a loser. Can we just have your spoon?
Please, God. Hey. What's going on in
Sean's
this world?
Sean's on the line. Sean, who do you want to clown, mate?
The Brisbane Broncos supporters, mate.
What have they done, Sean?
Oh, they're upset that their team got the wooden spoon. They've gone up to their training centre and thrown wooden spoons on their training field.
Oh. Well, this is a bit of a first for the Broncos, isn't it? They're not used to this. So.
They've taken it well, haven't they? They really have. Yeah. Hey,
Doesn't matter. You stick by your team.
All right, mate. Boy. We get it. Who do you support, Sean?
I support Manly, mate.
Oh, okay. For you being their shoes, you go into the Broncos fans' shoes for a minute and you might be getting out your wooden spoon.
That's all right. We've never had a wooden spoon.
Oh, humble brag.
Well, I can't wait to go and chuck one at Manly Warringah training. We're going to the great state of WA to clown the Jim's Mowing franchisee who chased a man with his whippersnipper going, hey, run, fat boy, run.
I want to see that image. I wish there was vision of that.
Well, that should be the ad for Jim's Mowing.
It is.
Run, fat boy, run.
I'm going to get a T-shirt made up.
Chased the whippersnipper, and I have to say, Jim... come out and defended him. Oh, even the best people can make mistakes. He's chasing a man with a whippersnapper, Jim.
He loves his franchisees, old Jim. Good for him. Sticking up for them.
He's a strong leader.
Mm. Yeah, good on
you,
Jim.
What have you got?
I want to clown a four-year-old boy, actually.
There we go.
Yeah, I want to clown Melbourne boy Alessio Caruso for getting stuck in a chupa chup tin. Let's have a listen to his mum, who didn't know who to call to help him out.
A four-year-old boy became stuck in a chupa chups tin. His desperate mum called 000 and firefighters, police and paramedics were dispatched. Little Alessio was safely rescued using belts to free him from the tin.
What an idiot.
What an idiot.
He'll fail kinder.
He has had a good run this week. I'd like to clown Dangerous Dave.
How dare you?
Well, I've just seen a side of you I've never seen before, is your homoerotic side.
It's a bit creepy.
You pretty much hit on Dr. Chris Brown.
I mentioned about him.
That's your business. Choose your way you want to.
No, I'm just saying you look pretty good in that Instagram photo with him and the penguins.
Well, that's going too far.
Here's how it went down on the show.
Dr. Chris Brown with his shirt off, Jane.
I beg your pardon?
I think he was posing with an animal or something, rather.
Why did he have his shirt off?
I don't know. Just had the shirt off.
I will ask him.
Was it homoerotic?
I'm saying as a straight man, I thought, you know, he's got a good rig. No, he does.
Would you sleep with him if you were gay?
What are you talking about?
Well, it's a hypothetical question.
It's a fair question.
I'm going to move on from that.
Who would you sleep with if you were gay?
I don't know.
Again, I'm moving on, and lucky there's kids in the car. I'm going to clown Mick Malloy.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, because you killed off fashion designer Alex Perry on Tuesday.
Right. Let's start your earnings. This better not turn into another community.
Hang on. No, you just have a listen to this.
90210.
Yeah. I had a reunion recently. Did you watch the show? It was the reunion.
Which was ruined by Alex Perry's death.
Luke Perry.
Sorry.
Sunglass
once
King.
Once again, I'm first with the news. Luke Perry.
Sorry to Alex Perry. We know you're still...
Remember when he killed designing. Off Olivia's former husband?
Oh, you lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he...
pardon me, I may have gone. He's very ill.
No, he was married to my sister and she's been in there and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Right, well. Sincere Mick is just weird.
It's not good, is it? Well, how's your relationship with the Whaley family? Yes, Dave. Yes, two can play.
Of course he doesn't have it. Conveniently he doesn't have that.
You got it? There you go.
All right. Hey, we've got...
So he's not being extradited, is that correct? Or he's just going to stay?
Oh, Jane, I don't know. What am I?
I'm sorry to use a big word for you, mate.
What am I, Jim Whaley?
Come on. Jim Whaley, rest in peace.
Oh, sorry. So Jim probably would have had that news. Is this really?
Yes.
He's been dead for years.
Jim Whaley is alive and well.
And how do you know this, Dom?
I worked on his house on Monday.
I'm so sorry to the Whaley family.
I'm so embarrassed hearing that.
We have terrible form in this show, really? Honestly.
Oh, we've got some callers?
Yeah, we have. We're going to go to Rob from South Australia. G'day, Rob. How are you going?
Excellent, Jane. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Mickey. Now, I'm a fan of this person. Mick's
know,
not a big fan. But
I
tell
know,
me,
that's why I rang.
Who do you want to clown?
Roger Federer.
No, I'm
trying
listening.
To sing a Beatles song.
Okay, what? Now we have to set this up. You've seen, about? It's a new ad, is it, or a campaign or something?
Yeah, new ad that he's got millions for. Like he needs it.
He needs
okay.
it.
Yeah. What, now,
have you got it, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, apparently we do have it. So, everybody, here is Roger Federer and his new television commercial.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Do you need anybody?
I need somebody to love.
Yeah. I'm gonna travel to help from my friends.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends.
No. Oh, wow. What's the product, for God's sake? Do you know what the product's for, Rob?
Hey, Mickey.
It's a Swiss telecommunications provider in Zurich.
He's got to be paid $1 billion to do that.
Communicating, can't wait. He could have at least played along on the piano because he plays the piano in another one of his ads, doesn't he?
I could only think of tennis and nothing else when I first started. Once I began taking time for myself, that's when I truly started winning. My time
he's,
often.
He's taking the piss, surely. He's is ridiculous.
He's an idiot. Thank God he can swing a racket. Tezza's on the line. Tezza.
Hey, Tezza.
Hello, guys. There. I would have clowned those whales that went down the croc-infested river.
Yes.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way. You're going to love. Available at Dan Murphy.
Oh, those poor damn whales. No. Whales aren't having a good time in Australia at the moment.
Why?
They're beaching themselves. Yeah. They're going
clowns
in a croc-infested river.
They are idiots. So if they're not running up on beaches, they're going up croc-infested rivers, you get what you deserve. Good luck. If you could bet on that, I'm backing the crocs. It'd be good to see, wouldn't it? Be very good.
Tezza, you love your whales, don't you, Tezza?
Yeah, they're all right, but it'd be like Karen from Brighton taking the wrong turn and taking the Mercedes through Frankston.
Good on you, Tezza.
I'm sick of whales. They are attention-seeking.
Mm-hmm.
They are, look at me. Oh, not enough attention. I'm going to go beach myself. See, look at us now. Now we're on the beach. Can you punch
not,
a, can you
not
punch
all
a
of us at, not all of us at Kennedy Malloy share these views.
Can you punch a shark? Why Mick, can't you punch
that
a
is your view and your view alone.
Yeah. Email me.
Stupid.
I will not stand for you bashing the whales.
One harpoon.
Come on it.
Go and have your whales sashimi.
I think we're done here. This is Kennedy Malloy.